We now turn to Walter Arabaz. He's a professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah. He's also the director of the school's seismograph stations, which recorded an event in the area of the mine early Monday. Professor Arabaz, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Michelle.
Now, yesterday, you said that there was no evidence that an earthquake caused this mine collapse. Today, we heard from the mine's owner, Robert Murray. He disputed that. Before we go on, let's take a quick listen to that tape.
It was a natural disaster. An earthquake.
Now, you've been studying this seismic event further. Do you still hold that same earlier view? No evidence that an earthquake caused this?
We need to explain terms. First of all, let me emphasize that understanding the cause and effect relations between the recorded seismic event, our revised magnitude 3.9, and the mine collapse is a work in progress. Energy was released in the earth and caused seismic waves that radiated outward, recorded as a magnitude 3.9 quote earthquake. So was the source of that energy release slip on a fault, or was it the mine collapse itself? We see no evidence of two separate events, and at this point, the evidence in hand, more consistent with the idea that the mine collapse was the source of the earthquake waves that were recorded.
So it sounds like it's inconclusive right now, but it is more likely that the mine collapse may have caused that reading.
Correct, and we need to systematically piece together more information, both from the mine setting and from further seismological analyses. We're into an investigative phase where the answers are important, certainly within the regulatory arena for mine safety.
So this you're not conclusive yet. This is ongoing. But at this point, what makes you think that it's not an earthquake?
There are two key pieces of information. One, the direction of the ground motions that were recorded through our network. A naturally occurring earthquake produces on vertical sensors a mixture of up and down motions that are a natural consequence of the slip on a fault, the force field acting on a fault. In the case of a mine-type collapse, all of the first motions are systematically down, and that's what we observed on our seismic network. Also, looking at recordings or other experts looking at recordings on high-quality broadband seismographs in the region and at larger distances recognize the recordings as unusual and not simply consistent with a naturally occurring earthquake.
Is the evidence or lack thereof of aftershocks, would that be a factor here?
No, that's ambiguous. If the source of the energy release was slip on a fault, what we've observed, for example, we've recorded at least 10 events through this morning, Utah time, the largest magnitude 2.2. If there were slip on a fault at depth, these would be interpreted as aftershocks. If the primary event was the mine collapse, these could be interpreted as readjustments in the rock mass surrounding the mine. And our preliminary look at these recordings suggests that they have a character more like the main event, more like a mine collapse. Mm.
You said you registered 10 other events, all much smaller. Is this area particularly prone to earthquake?
It's prone to abundant mining-related seismicity that's a consequence of the underground coal mining. Coincidentally, there also are naturally occurring earthquakes. For example, in 1988, there was a magnitude 5.2 earthquake about 40 kilometers southeast of the mine collapse area.
Just very quickly, sir, when do you think you might be able to say for sure what happened?
Realistically, I'd say that this investigation is going on a time scale of weeks. To get the pieces of information from the mine exactly when the mine collapse occurred, as can best be determined, the precise location and extent of the collapse. Understandably, that information we won't be able to get until they're done with the rescue effort.
Professor Arabaz, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That was Walter Arabaz, professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah.